Marvin, I think the Patriots might have an identity to fans, but how about to an opposing coach? What are some of the traits that they have?
Obviously, the identity still starts, you know, still Tom Brady starts there. Obviously, their offensive weapons have been retooled a little bit, but they still have them. Defensively, they're making the transition into more of some younger guys than some of the older guys the last time we faced them in the regular season in 07. And so they're going through that. Obviously, this is a well-coached football team. Many of our guys, and we have learned a lot from past and former Patriot players up until even, you know, just with Eric Gajcik, who just spent a couple weeks up there. So, you know, our guys have learned a lot from taking some of the things that they have done through their success and so forth and learning from the things that Bill does. So it's a good learning experience for our players to kind of, you know, kind of drain some of the knowledge out of these guys.
Now, you've seen Tom Brady, I'm sure, a little bit on film. Does he, year after year, does he look any different to you? Does he look better? Or has he changed something maybe from how you've seen him in the past?
Well, I think that, you know, the skills of Tom Brady are his ability to deliver the football very accurately, very quick out of his hand, knowing where to go with the football, his ability to slide and move in the pocket, and those things haven't changed.
With Baden down for the year, the Patriots are going to be starting probably two of the youngest corners they've ever started. How does that affect or increase the possibilities for what you guys can do offensively, especially with T.O. and Ochocinco?
Well, you know, we got to, you know, we're going to go out and do the things that we hopefully will be successful against the Patriots. And I can't, you know, we don't spend a whole lot of time. We know there's going to be guys on the other side of the football there, and they're going to be well-coached guys. These are two very talented young players that we spend a lot of time evaluating coming out in the draft, and they have a lot of ability.
Marvin, obviously, you talked a little bit earlier about retooling your team, especially offensively, has been retooled, reshaped. What's it been like dealing with the personalities of T.O. and Ocho?
Well, I don't, you know, I don't think there's much to do. These guys have personalities outside this building. The personalities in the building are football players, so you guys see more of their personalities and the things that you watch them do and so forth. I don't pay much attention to that. And as football players, Terrell has brought a real pro. He's helped uplift that room, and with his level of professionalism as far as his learning and his ability to adjust and be able to learn a new offense and new responsibilities and so forth. And I'm excited for what he's done thus far. He's helped Chad be a more disciplined player, and you know, as we kick off this season. So it's been a good thing thus far.
Marvin, do you follow Ochocinco on Twitter, and what is your handle?
Well, I get copies of their stuff each day, and you know, but I don't follow him because it's just a bunch of nonsense. I really don't care where he goes to eat and so forth. Or who he buys dinner for, but I guess a lot of people that makes you know, gives them something to do, I guess, during their day. I have no problem filling my day up.
Marvin, what have you thought of Wes Welker and how he's looked on film? And does he look like the same player to you?
Yeah, I really have been impressed that Wes has obviously worked extremely hard with his rehab, and he's come back and shown quickness and ability to move away from leverages and so forth that he is so special with. But I'm sure as he got into the Atlanta game and he got the opportunity to get tackled there, that first or second play, I'm sure for him it was a sigh of relief and felt good. And, okay, here we go now. So it's, you know, I mean, it's just a testament to what kind of pro he is. And you're happy to see a guy come back like that.
What do you think of the fact that he came back so quickly?
Well, as I said, it shows you how hard he has worked. And that's a good thing. And I'm sure when he was injured, that's been the focus of his whole off season, was to get there for opening day.
Marvin, with the additions that you made offensively, how quickly did Carson thank you, and how excited is he to get it started?
Well, he's been excited. You know, Carson is a player that wants to be successful, and he did a great job of leading this football team a year ago. He's had an opportunity to win a lot of games at the end last year, and he came through in those opportunities. And so we've hopefully added some pieces that will help us do some of the things that I felt we were a little short at last year. And hopefully we can, you know, as we enter in this 2010 season, just got to keep working at it.
Marvin, obviously with your background, you can appreciate a dynamic defense with your days in Baltimore. How dynamic do you think your defense is or has the potential of being this year?
Well, I think we grew a lot a year ago. I think we're taking strides and steps again this year to continue to grow. I think it's as much physical growth as it is mental growth, and I think that's been the impressive part. And I think Mike and the defensive coaches have done a great job of impressing upon our guys, learning and studying and so forth, and then playing together and playing within the scope of what he's trying to get done there and what we're doing on defense.
Marvin, this is a team up here that typically doesn't hurt itself with penalties and turnovers and whatnot. I know probably any opener is difficult, but coming up here and playing the Patriots, will it give you a pretty good gauge, you think, on discipline?
I think it's a great gauge for us, and I think it's a we're playing a fine football team on the road to start the year, and it's a great kickoff for us, and if we're gonna, so it is gonna be a good barometer, a good gauge. It's a fine team. It's like you said, it's a very low penalized team. I think last year in the opener, if I look here to be exact, they had 6 penalties last year against the Bills. The Bills committed 11 last year. So I think this is that's the kind of thing you're looking at. That way, they generally play when they win football games. They play pretty low penalties, and that's the way they play the game. Last year in the playoff game against Baltimore, they committed 5 penalties. So that's the way they play. Against Houston, they had 4. Against the Jets last year, they had 6 in one game, and in one game they had 11. But generally, though, they're going to play penalty free.
Does that worry you? I mean, can you stress to your guys?
Well, that's one of the things we're always working at, and that's important to me. I think that's part of being a successful football team is being disciplined and low in penalties. And we've had some careless hands thus far this preseason and some things we need to get cleaned up. So we've worked very hard at that, and we'll continue to. But that's been a part of how we've been. Last year we had early penalties, and we were able to overcome them. But you don't get so lucky that often.
Hey, thanks, Coach.
All right.
Much appreciated.